Your Bibles to Revelation 10, or 3, verse 10. Revelation 3, 10. Now, y'all don't worry about those babies crying. That don't bother me at all. I always said, you know, I can outshout a baby anytime. I was the biggest baby in our family, Mama said. I saw Mother last week, and, you know, she knew me. And there's a lady come in, and she had cut her hair, and Mama was looking at her haircut, and Mama's got red hair, but it's gray. And she said, she pointed to me and said something, and that lady said, "What'd she say about you?" And I said, "Probably that I gave her all that gray hair." And she just grinned up a storm. So I knew. And then my other brother came in and she said, "He's my favorite." Boy, that makes you feel about that. You give me the gray hair and he's my favorite. So I know where I rank in that family. Revelation 3:10. Look at what the Bible says about people. "Because you have kept my command to persevere, I also will keep you from the hour of trial, which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord, that you might just continue to work in our heart. Lord, is there somebody here today that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior? Today might be that day that they accept you into their heart, that they may turn and repent of in their life and turn to you. And God will give you the praise and glory. For it's in your precious name we pray. Amen. We went on vacation a few weeks ago, and let me tell you something. The roads are crowded with people on the road. Some of you are truck drivers, and I feel for you, having to drive those big rigs down the highway, especially at 90 miles an hour. Man, I was doing 75, and whoo, they were passing me like I was sitting still. But I tell you what, the roads are crowded with people. Now, we are on a road, too, and it's the road of human history, the road of human history. "Them that dwell on the earth," verse 10 says. The last part of that, they are earth dwellers, folks. And the Bible description, I would have to say, these people are the ones that have never been born again. They're earth dwellers living upon the earth. Never really received Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They don't belong to the heavenly world, the heavenly kingdom. They belong to this world. And the Bible says they're earth dwellers. Now, let me tell you something. Abraham said, I believe it's in chapter 11 of Hebrews. We'll be studying that Wednesday night. Abraham dwelt in tents because he was aware of the fact that he was a stranger and a sojourner on this earth. I love that old song, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through." Isn't it good to know that God's children one day will be caught up to meet him in the clouds and forever be with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This old world is not our final destination. If you have been born again, I'm talking about a child of God who loves Jesus Christ, who's given his heart to Jesus Christ. This world is not your home. But the Bible talks about the earth dwellers, those who have chosen to make this highway road here their home. This old earth. Several words that will help us understand and make your decision to live in a better world. One is great fear or great shock. These people on earth, these earth dwellers, have a great fear or shock. You see, Jesus says in John 14:1, He provides for us. He said, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. One day, Jesus Christ will return. You'll hear a sound of a trumpet and a voice of an archangel, and the trumpet of God shall sound, and God will come. And we'll meet him in the clouds to be forever be with our Lord. Our hope is not down here. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. Our faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said there will be some taken, though. Some people will be taken, some will be left behind. Some of these that are left behind, the Bible calls them earth dwellers. Can you imagine, just for a moment, the fear that comes upon these people when all those that are born again will be taken off or removed from this world? Think about it. All the confusion. Husbands will be looking for the wives. Wives will be looking, well, they may not be looking for the husband. That didn't work out too good, did it? No. Wives will be looking for the husband. Or the children might be looking for their father and mother. There will be great confusion because God says he will come again and take those children with him, but he will not take the earth dwellers, those who have never been born again. They will be left here to walk the face of this earth for destruction and turmoil will come upon this world. It will be a time of great tribulation, the Bible says. Businesses will lose their best workers. I hope if you're a Christian today, you're the best worker your business has. And our country will lose the best lawmakers and things that we have. Think of the influence that as Christians we have upon this world. Now today, as I look around, I see that we don't have a lot of influence anymore. But let me tell you something. Our life should be an example to those that are around us every single day. This is how a Christian should live. We ought to live like that. The Bible says you are the salt of the earth. Not I want you to be salt. He says, no, you are the salt of the earth. Salt brings flavor to life. That's what we ought to have. A salty flavor about us. Something good about our lives that will make people thirsty for the word of God. Not only that, he says, you are the light of the world. Our lives should be continually pointing people towards Jesus Christ. Everything about us should be salt and light. Listen, don't decide to dwell upon this earth, because if you do, there will be great fear coming upon you. The Bible says this world will never last. It won't last as we know it today. One day, the Bible says, the heavens and the earth will pass away. I believe it'll roll up like a scroll. It will be disintegrated. It will be gone. God is going to create, the Bible says, a new heaven and a new earth. So if you make the decision one day to stay here, you have made a tragic mistake in your life. This morning, you've got an opportunity to come to Christ and trust him as your Lord and Savior. Why not make that decision today? Trust Christ as your Lord and Savior. Give him your life that you might have eternal life in a place called heaven. Don't be one of the earth dwellers that decide, oh, I'll just take my chance. After all, have you ever seen God? I would say I see him in my heart. I know his presence is with me. By the way, he speaks to me through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Bible talks about those who choose to dwell upon the earth. They will come into contact with one called the Antichrist. And the Bible says that for this reason, God will send them strong delusions that they will believe a lie. Believe a lie. For what cause would they believe a lie? Because I tell you, this world doesn't know the truth, and he will lead you to believe a lie, not the truth. The truth is, God loves you. The truth is, God gave his life for you. The truth is, the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The truth is that the wages of that sin is death. The truth is, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You can come to Christ this morning and receive the truth. If you let the power of the Holy Spirit speak to your heart and you realize that his word is speaking to your heart right now and you're saying, you know, that's me. I'm an earth dweller. I've never received Christ as my Lord and Savior. You can come to God and give him your life. Wonders. The Antichrist will work wonders with the intent to deceive people, to follow the wrong way, to follow the wrong kind of life, to follow the wrong wonder. You see, God created the human nature. And we have a need for wonder, don't we? I like little kids. Have you ever noticed how they wonder about things? They'll say, "Preacher, how did this happen? I wonder where the dinosaurs are. I wonder, why can't fly? I wondered that myself, you know." But the devil is going to give lying wonders in those days that we might believe a lie. When Jesus was on earth, the Bible says he did wonders. He gave the blind sight. He gave the lame able to walk. He gave the deaf a way to hear. He raised the dead. But let me tell you, in those last days, the old Antichrist will do those same wonders that they might deceive the people. Deceive the people. George Beverly Shea sang a song, "The Wonder of It All." Just think how God has loved you and I. It's a wonder, isn't it, that he loved us the way we did him, the way we live our lives. Don't ever lose the wonders of Christ. He is God. He's a great God. The earth dwellers have followed the lying words of the old devil. Satan himself is a deceiver, the Bible says. He deceives many today into thinking, well, everybody else is going this way. Surely they can't all be wrong. And Jesus says there's two roads to follow. One is the road to destruction, and what? Many are on that road. Folks, the majority of the people are on that road to destruction, the Bible says. But the way to Christ is a narrow road, and few that find it. You can find it this morning if you'll open up your heart to the Holy Spirit and listen to what he's trying to tell you. There's two roads in the life. There's two destinations in life. One heaven, the other hell. You don't want to go there. You don't want to be an earth dweller. And then second, the tribulation will come. The road continues after the saints of God have gone. You can read about that in Revelation. You can read about that in Thessalonians. Revelation 2:22 says, "Behold, I will cast her into a bed with them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation." Now, Jesus used this term in Matthew 24:21. It says, "For then shall great tribulation, such as wars, not since the beginning of the world to this time, nor shall ever be." It is an awful thing for those who have chosen to live upon this world. It won't be funny. They sure won't be happy. But they will be ruled by this one world government. They will be ruled under the leadership of the Antichrist. Let me ask you again, who are you following? Are you following Jesus Christ? Are you listening to His word in the Bible? You see, the Bible tells us how we should live, what we should do, how we should talk, how we should raise our children, how to make it through this world. Are we living for the devil? You see, I hope you don't believe everything that the world says. Man, I tell you what, if you thank the Lord, there's some good people in the world, because there's so many bad ones out there. Our media is filled with bad news. All you have to do is look at the television for a few seconds and you see so much trouble, so much heartbreak, so much lying, so much deception in the world, and people are following the lies and deception of the evil one. I can't hardly believe what goes on anymore. But the Bible says when tribulation comes, the earth dwellers will be under one rule politically. Boy, I tell you what, can't you see it happening now? Don't let the devil deceive you, friends. So in tribulation, the Antichrist is saying, "You have chosen this world. Here are the rules." And we'll see a one world economy. We'll see the mark of the beast, the Bible says. And if you take that mark, if you don't take that mark, you can't buy or you can't trade. Revelation 14:9 says, "If any man worship the beast or his image and receive his mark in his forehead or his hand," that word "receive" means they will rush to him to get that mark. Oh, how they are deceived. How the world is following that today. So one world politically, turmoil, tragedy. One world economically. And then last, one world religiously. Oh, they want to make everything just one world religion. The walls of separation of church and state will come down. I couldn't believe what one political guy was saying the other day about churches and how we should be responsible to the government. I believe in church separation of church and state myself. But if they can, they'll stop us from standing up here and preaching the Word of God, because they don't want to hear the truth. The devil does not want to hear the truth. We want to have a choice. I want to be able to choose where we worship, but the Antichrist will place himself as God and says, "You will worship me. You will bow down to me." Revelation 13:8 says, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life." You see, if you want to take Christ, if you won't take Christ, then you'll take the Antichrist. Is that your life this morning? Have you chosen to dwell upon the earth? If you've not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, that is exactly what you are choosing. When you choose to walk out these doors and go your way, if you've never received Christ as Lord and Savior, then you have chosen the Antichrist. You've chosen the world. You have believed a lie. You have been deceived. Don't choose the world. You've got an opportunity this morning to come to Christ, to choose Him as your Lord and Savior. Repent of your sins and have them cleansed. The next three messages you hear me preach will be on security of the believer. Someone wanted the other day, said, "Preacher, would you preach on the security of the believer?" He said, "I just hadn't figured that out." Well, I've got three good messages, and you know, if you don't figure it out through those three good messages, you need to. You see, when we don't believe we're secure in Christ, we won't be doing what He wants us to do, I don't believe. But wonder of wonders is the condemnation. The question is, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge or avenge our blood on them that dwell upon the earth? You see, verse 12 predicts a physical disintegration. Can you imagine that? A physical disintegration upon this world. The Bible says the sun becomes black. The moon as blood. And the stars fall from the heaven. And this earth will depart. And the islands will be removed. This old world is literally falling to pieces. In the years past, we preached on the earth falling to pieces and the stars falling from the sky. And you know what? People laughed. Said, "Oh, that's impossible." It's not impossible. I tell you what, nobody laughs today, do they? When they're talking about this earth burning up, you see, and a fire, and we being dissolved, this earth being dissolved, all it has is a nuclear chain reaction. And folks, we're having people all the time, and I believe our president and our people are taking steps to try to control these nuclear missiles and things like that. But oh, let me tell you something. Our world is in sad shape today, and all it takes is one lunatic to fire one missile, and it'll start a chain reaction. We can't stand up under that. And scientists will tell us today that will be the end of the world, or the universe, or man as we know it. But there's also a spiritual disintegration in our lives. Look at what it says in Revelation chapter 6. I love this passage of Scripture. I believe Brother Perry covered it pretty well when he said, look at verse 15 of chapter 6, Revelation. "And the kings of the earth, the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man," he hit us all, doesn't it? "Hide themselves in caves and in the rocks of the mountain, and said to the mountains and the rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of Him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of wrath has come, and who is able to stand?" No longer are the mighty men just old earth dwellers, are they? No. Someone said that one time man came from a cave. I don't believe that, but I know one thing. At the end of time, they're going to be running to the caves because that's what the Word of God says. Some said this world started with a big bang. I don't know about that either, but it's going to end with a big, big bang. Today is the day, only day that we have, according to the Bible. Listen, let me tell you, you're not guaranteed tomorrow. You're not guaranteed next week. We don't know. I think we know what I'm going to do. I think next week I'm going to preach on the security of the believer. But I'm not for certain because God may come and take me away before then. through life or death, I'll be with him. I'm eternally secure. I know where I'm going when I die. The Bible says we can know. He said, I've written these things that ye may know that ye have life. I know where I'm going, for the Bible says he has prepared a place for me. I know I have a home in heaven. But some of you don't know that today. Some of you don't know where you'll be. Well, let me tell you something. If you're here, praise the Lord. You have a choice to make. You have a choice to make today. You can pick your world. You can dwell on the earth, or you can dwell in heaven, you see? The Bible says we're sojourners. I'm looking for the heavenly. I'm looking for that heavenly home. I know Jesus Christ has prepared it. He's made the way. You see, the Bible says he died upon the cross that we might have life. In other words, he paid our sin debt. My sins have been covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, past, present, and future. That's what the Bible says. If you'll come to him this morning, simply by faith, and say, Lord, I realize that I'm an earth dweller. I realize I'm a sinner. I need to turn my life to you. I want to give my life to you that I might have eternal life. Do you know what he says? He will come into your life, and he will give you eternal life, and he will abide with you. He said, I know my sheep, and my sheep hear my voice. Listen, God knows us this morning. He knows where you are this morning. He knows your heart. Is it right with God this morning? Are you in the heavenly kingdom this morning? Have you been born again this morning? That simply means by faith. You have come, received him as your Lord and Savior. That's all you have to do. Some of you may be saying, well, I'm not good enough yet. You'll never be good enough. Only Christ was good enough. And he died, what? For you, that you might have life. Would you believe that? Would you trust him for that this morning? Would you repent of your sin and say, Lord, I want to live my life for you. I'm tired of believing a lie. I want to live for you. Some of you are here this morning and you're looking for a church home and this is the place God has led you. Would you come and join? If God's leading you, would you come? That we might work together for his good and glory. Oh, we're going to see some wonderful things this next year. Would you come? Some of you are already saved. Some of you know that. You're saved and you know it and you belong to this church, but you're not doing what God asked you to do. Would you come? Just kneel at the altar. If you can't kneel, you can just stand. You say, well, why can't I just stand here in my pew? You could. But by coming down here, you're acknowledging that you're going to live for Christ this year. And you're acknowledging that before the church and before God. You see, it's easy sometimes to be a secret disciple and just sit by yourself in a pew and, well, you know, I commit myself to the Lord, but nobody else knows that. Next week, if I don't feel like coming, I'll just stay home. That's not commitment, folks. That's not commitment. Stepping out and coming to the front and saying, Lord, here I am. I'm committing myself to your work this next year. And I'm letting you know it, and I'm letting our church know it. Oh, we need revival. We need revival. And we need it to start in my life as well as yours. What is the decision you're going to make today? I hope for salvation. I hope you'll come and trust Christ as your Lord and Savior. I hope for rededication that you'll come. In Jesus' name, would you come? Let us pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today that you give us a choice. And today we'll either choose to serve you or we'll choose to believe a lie. and continue to be an earth dweller and live for the devil. And one day we'll choose the Antichrist. Lord, I pray today if there's somebody lost, they will choose you and step forward and just come and say, Preacher, I want to choose Christ. I want to live for him. In your precious name, amen.